1. Adam.
My sister's vegetarian, so I try to create interesting new recipes for her. This one uses fresh chilies and Moroccan spices, which I keep in a special tin. You fry onion and garlic in oil until they're golden. Be careful not to let them burn. Then you add whatever vegetables are available. Her favourites are green beans and aubergines, which I cut into slices. I usually grill the aubergines first. They taste better, I think. Then add a tin of tomatoes, a couple of chilies and spices like cumin, and cook slowly for 40 minutes, stirring occasionally. Serve it in a bowl and decorate it with fresh herbs.
2. Melissa.
I'm from Louisiana, whose most famous dish is gumbo. My own recipe for gumbo has a couple of unusual ingredients, bananas and cabbage. Weird, huh? Anyhow, it's got the traditional prawn and other seafood too, as well as tomatoes and lots of chili. A true gumbo sits on top of the stove for a whole day, cooking slowly, but you don't boil it. Believe me, it's worth waiting for. You need to taste it regularly and add the right amount of salt and black pepper for flavor. Then I bake some bread and steam some rice and serve the gumbo in bowls with the warm bread and steamed rice.
3. Ravi.
This is my favorite dish, a kind of tandoori chicken like my uncle used to make, but a bit Mexican too. You leave chicken pieces in lime juice and salt overnight. The next day, you take them out and cover them with mixed spices. Include cayenne pepper or paprika for a rich red colour. You can barbecue them or roast them in the oven, whichever's easier. I serve them with guacamole. That's mainly avocado and plenty of salad. When you bite into the chicken, which should be served warm, it's spicy and delicious. And you can freeze this dish as well.